In Psalm 26, verses 4 and 5, David highlights his refusal to sit with men of falsehood or consort with hypocrites. Who you walk with shapes who you become. Integrity, as we've talked about over the last couple of days, is compromised when you regularly sit at tables of deceit. David isn't being self-righteous here, but he is serious about his holiness. He's aware that participating in sin, even by association, pollutes his worship. The hands raised in worship are innocent hands, as it says in verse 6, not because they've never sinned, but because they've been washed by repentance and faith. And so, believer, your public worship flows from private integrity. Holiness is both a vertical and horizontal matter. Here's some ways we can keep this before us today by praying these different types of prayers. Lord, give me discernment in my relationships. Guard my associations from corrupting influences and cleanse my hands for sincere worship. Here are two different peoples that you can be praying for today. Ellie and Rana Costa Al-Haj and their family are missionaries in Jordan. And the Kasubi Lifeword broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania, Niger, and the Congo. Remember, who you gather with shapes your heart. So surround yourself with those who stir you towards faithfulness.